years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
These are the voyages of the starship Enterprise. Its five-year mission, to explore strange new worlds, to seek out new life and new civilizations, to boldly go where no man has gone before.
They live amongst us, folks. They live amongst us. Little meme... A little memery for you. Was that? Did the crew make all of those? Just to decide which one's the best. Aliens. That's pretty good. Hey, at least we got some good memes out of it. You know, if nothing else. No deep secrets unveiled, but at least we got some good memes, right? Welcome back, folks. War Room Live. AlexJonesLive.com. AlexJonesLive.com. Make sure to share that link however you can. Oh my God. It's what AI was meant to do. It's the purpose of AI finally come to fruition. All right, we're going to go out to your calls, try to learn what's really going on with the UFOs. We don't have as many lines here. So if you called in and heard a busy signal, feel free to try again. The number 512-266-0642. 512-266-0642. Let's go first to Will in Wisconsin. Will in Wisconsin wants to talk about aliens, of course. I think everybody wants to talk about aliens today. Will in Wisconsin, go ahead. You're on the air.
Hey, Harrison. How are you doing this Friday?
Good, thank you.
So I think, have you ever seen the movie History of the World, the Mel Brooks movie?
A long, long time ago, I'm sure I have. I don't remember it super well, but it ends with Jews in space, doesn't it?
Yes, yeah, that's what I'm going for here. I was, like, wondering what are the odds, like, the aliens are going to, like, bomb Gaza or, like, Moscow. And, like, I thought it would be, like, maybe it's not necessarily Jews in space, but, like, some secret society or breakaway civilization. What a great cover that would be for, like, kidnapping people Epstein style and experimenting on them. You know, you give them some crazy drugs and they come out or they think like, oh, I was abducted by aliens. You have like multi-million dollar Hollywood setups and costumes, you know, probably with just the drugs alone, people could be easily convinced. And it reminds me of like a story when I was younger in one of the neighborhoods I lived in. There was a guy who would like just like a normal guy. He would like dress up like creepy creatures and like scare people on the roadway, you know, just for fun. And like, we busted him at like the Halloween store when they were having their end of season sale, like buying supplies and stuff.
That's funny.
You know? So like, there could be like logical explanations for this besides aliens, you know, or like they could be interdimensional creatures. The whole demons being aliens things, like, you know, demons and poltergeists and ghosts really don't need UFOs.
Right.
You know? And then obviously, you know, the government could spoof any of those other, you know, aliens or interdimensional or demons just to like mess with people, mess with Russia, mess with other foreign actors, mess with the population. You know, so I think it's a little bit more multifaceted than just one or the other. You know, and I think key is like how you were saying before, it's like in this age with all these cameras and 4K and everything, it's like we need some good videos or something. None of this like
right.
Military black and white thermal stuff. You know, let's get some close-up long form release. So then maybe I'll believe it. Personally experience, like I have had like an alien abduction experience. And when I was really spooked out and I went and like tackled these creatures that appeared in my room. And I swear to God, you Harrison, they felt like humans in rubber suits. 100%. Then I woke up the next day and pardon?
That's just a crazy thing to throw at you. I was enjoying your call already, but then you're like, and then you tackled an alien in your bedroom. Sorry, you should have started with that one. So you've had a close encounter of your own.
Yeah. So like one night I was in my room. I have a younger brother. So he experienced it too.
Oh,
so I have witnesses, and like, it was in the middle of the night. and I had a window next to my bed, and there was everything turned red. It was what they call the red shift. And I stood up from bed, sat up from bed, and in the window are these two red-looking alien creatures.
Ooh, and, I'm getting goosebumps here.
Couldn't really see anything because of the lights being so bright, but then the creepy thing is the wall and the window disappeared, and instinctively I just kind of jumped at them and tackled them, and it felt like two small people in rubber suits.
And then what?
And then I woke up the next day, it felt like someone EMP'd my brain or something, passed out. And then I woke up the next day, everything was normal. And I really didn't talk to my brother about it. But then later that night when we went back to bed, I spoke to him about it. And he was totally creeped out. I was like, why are you creeped out? And he reiterated the same course of events without me even talking to him about it.
Okay, so
I think the blue beam stuff is number one, just because it's kind of their MO, modus operandi, mode of operation. They kind of need to outdo themselves.
Well, yeah, that's very creepy. I mean, and that's the thing, because I've got friends too that have their own stories about it. I have a friend of mine who told me a story. She was traveling with her boyfriend who happened to be the son of a naval intelligence officer, and she had an abduction experience driving through the mountains of Colorado, and she was convinced it was basically the Navy intelligence basically experimenting on her, sort of as an offer, you know, whatever. The kid's dad was like, oh, you know, my kid's girlfriend would be a good person to do. So I don't know. I mean, you talk to people who have these personal experiences with UFOs or aliens. It's like talking to somebody who, you know, I've met lots of people who say, like, yeah, the night my sister died, I woke up in the middle of the night hearing her voice, you know, saying goodbye for the last, like, you know, there's things that you just experience in your life that, like, I don't know, I can't confirm it or deny it, I wasn't there. But, like, you talk to some people and they're not crazy. They don't hallucinate. They aren't eager to tell you the story. But, like, eventually they'll go, like, yeah, you know, I've had a UFO experience. And then they give you the details. And it's like, oh, my God. Yeah. So I don't know, man. There's a lot of stuff out there we don't understand. Only the UFO release hasn't helped us understand anything so far. So, wow, what an incredible story. Thank you for that call, Will. Let's go to Karen in California now. Karen in California, thank you for calling in about a Twilight Zone episode. Go ahead.
Hi. You're probably too young. Did you ever watch Twilight Zone?
Not the original series. Not really, no.
Okay, you can get this on YouTube. This episode is called To Serve Man. And so the aliens come down to Earth, and they're here to help us. We think they're here to help us, so we dress up, and we're following their instructions, or we're eating healthy. And then we get to go up to their planet for vacation, I guess. I don't know. It's a long time since I watched it. But what happens is there's a book, and it turns out to be a cookbook. So they're keeping us healthy like cattle.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you can watch it on YouTube. It's really very good. And we need to keep in mind these might not be nice aliens.
Well, yeah, absolutely. And you know, aliens, the word aliens, even, I know this is like a common, you know, topic of discussion, but you know, it's things like this Twilight Zone episode that make people think it's aliens, space aliens, right? Because that's how they present it. But you know, it's just type of thing where if you go back in the past and look at, you know, the Middle Ages, people were seeing the same stuff. They just didn't have the cultural vocabulary to call them aliens, so they called them demons or just lights in the sky or whatever it is. But that's very interesting. So they're treating humanity really well, and it takes humanity a minute to realize we're being fattened up to be slaughtered. That's, yeah, pretty interesting. That's pretty interesting stuff. Thank you for that, Karen. I'll check that out. Anything else before I let you go?
Oh, someone looked at the book that they had, and it was a cookbook. So To Serve Man.
Oh, I get it. To Serve. They're having humans over for dinner. Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. That's clever.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much, Karen. Yeah, I mean, you know, again, it's like we interpret things based on, you know, popular culture a lot of times. And if popular culture instead talked about demons showing up, then maybe that's what we'd call them. But we call them aliens. So that's what people interpret what they see. Let's go to Michael in Ohio now. Michael in Ohio on line four. Go ahead, Michael. You're on the air.
Hey, Harrison. I got to disagree with the last call, not the last caller, the caller before her. How he said, you know, demons don't need spacecrafts or ships. I mean, it clearly states in the Bible that they rode chariots in the sky.
Right.
So, and they were referring to demons. They're not referring to aliens or any other creature. I feel like this whole alien movement is nothing more than everything they've done to remove God further from our lives. They want us to be godless, hopeless, and just obsolete, you know, in our own eyes. And
well, we know that's true.
Yeah, and that brings me into my second point, where I was actually just having a conversation with Grok, and I tagged you in it because it's very interesting. I know we've noticed since Nikita's came in, there's a lot of shadow banning and things going on X, and Grok has recently been reprogrammed. I don't know if you've noticed, but it's changed completely the language of its responses. It talks more like a Gen Z person, using words like nah and cuz and things like that. And if you go to my X page, I tagged you in it, Harrison. It's at gonna get you GONAGECHA. You can see the thread where it all came from a video. It was an AI video you shared the other day with the three young black men attacking the delivery robot.
Uh-huh.
And I found it really strange. The guy from behind, if you watch the video, the black gentleman from behind